7:44 on your Friday morning. The Oilers win.
Clark calls it. Cross-sides pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
Let's hear that again.
Paulson, nice pass across. Here's Draisaitl. Here's scores! Leon Draisaitl's won it! In game four for the Oilers, and the series is tied at 2.
Now let's hear the crowd outside Rogers' place at Edmonton reacting. I'm curious this morning, how did the Green Zone's Jamie Nye react last night? We are finding out, because he joins me on the line this morning. Jamie.
How's it going?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. It's Friday. How did you react last night when you were watching this unbelievable game when Edmonton scored in overtime?
Well, I was all over the place last night with kids stuff, but it was, we were driving home. My son had my phone in the back watching. We had the audio on the Bluetooth so I could hear the call when Florida tied the game. That didn't go over very well in the back seat because my son's cheering for the Oilers to win. And then he was pretty pumped when Leon Draisaitl scored that OT winner last night. I will tell you that. So series tied 2-2. If it happens, to, of course, clinch it for the Edmonton Oilers. I'm going to be so pumped for that steak dinner, Kevin.
For listeners, Jamie Nye and I have a bet. And so if the short of it is, if Jamie sees the Edmonton Oilers win, then I will, yes, have to buy him a nice steak. He's already got the restaurant picked out. So we'll see. So I have motivation for Florida to win. Jamie, though,
just so everybody knows, it's based on which Canadian team win the cup first. We did a draft, and I have the Oilers. So yeah. We'll see how that goes.
The Jets didn't pan out this year. So in the Stanley Cup final, it's proving that no lead is safe here. I mean, a lot of people, well, maybe not Oilers fans, but I know I had a friend that texted me after the first period. No, that's the game. 3-0, Florida. Yeah, it's over. They're at home. That's it. But no lead is safe, and we should know this if you've watched any Oilers hockey.
Yeah, they've had, what, 5 comeback victories, really, already in these Stanley Cup playoffs. They are a team who can put the puck in the net. There's no doubt they have that offensive skill that not a lot of teams have. When you have Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid on your team, you're pretty well never out of it. And that is what's made this series and these playoffs so exciting, especially for Oilers fans watching, because some teams, yeah, 3-0, click, bye. They're not coming back. They don't have the offensive juice to do it. But the Edmonton Oilers definitely do. And they show how resilient they are time and time again. A lot of people got, 6-1, now the Panthers, they got this series. Momentum carries from shift to shift in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's not period to period. It's not game to game. It is shift to shift, as you can see. When they made it 4-3, I imagine people were like, all right, now they got the momentum. But Florida can storm back and tie it. So I can't wait for tomorrow night to see what happens in game 5.
Yeah, good luck trying to predict that. I feel like at this point now, it's really a flip of a coin. I have no earthly idea, Jamie Nye, who will win this series now.
No, trying to predict this series is almost a waste of time because you don't know who's going to show up, how they're going to play. They're so tight. These two teams are even, Steven, and we're getting game 6, maybe getting to game 7, and it's going to be edge of your seat. It's going to be quite the ride to see who gets the Stanley Cup this year.
Before I let you go, you have a full plate this weekend with a watch party, a mega watch party. You'll need another set of eyes because we have the Oilers-Panthers game tomorrow, and the Rough Riders are taking on the Ticats in Hamilton. Can you handle that much excitement, Jamie and I?
I'm pretty sure I can, yeah. I'm going to give it a shot. Acre 21 Boston Pizza location. Come join us there on Saturday, the Green Zone pregame show from 3 to 5 ahead of the Rider game at 5 o'clock against the Tiger Cats. And then Locker and I are going to have Jason Strudwick on, Evan Bray live from the rink between 5 and 6 before the Oilers drop the puck for game number 5 as well. So it's going to be fun, and if it's any drama like that, the Green Zone post-game show is going to have some yells and screams in the background while we're talking Riders football during the last period of the Oilers game. So it's going to be a party. Join us at Acre 21 Boston Pizza on Saturday tomorrow.
And hey, before I potentially buy you a steak dinner, maybe the kids will prepare you a steak dinner for Father's Day on Sunday. What a weekend it would be for you.
Oh, yeah, a little U.S. Open final round Sunday, a little Father's Day brunch or something. I don't know what they got planned, but can't wait for it. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, no problem, Kevin.
Green Zone's Jamie Nye, and remember the kickoff for the Riders game set for 5 tomorrow afternoon, the Green Zone pregame show starting at 3. $7.54 of the Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief raised $643,156 yesterday. Day of Caring, 12 hours. That money going to the Canadian Red Cross to help those most affected by the wildfires up north. You gave, now you can win. We have a pair of Regina Red Sox tickets and a swag bag to give away this morning. One of the things you do with Dad is you play catch. And this morning ahead of Father's Day, we are playing you a mash of songs, and we're asking you to name the artists, not the song, but the artists for your chance to win. Here we go.
Father of mine, tell me, where have you been?
Father, don't grieve.
Again, name the three artists and text your answers along with your first and last name in to 1-877-300-7275. We'll pick a winner from the correct entries and give those tickets and a swag bag away just before the 8:30 news this morning.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
8:14 on your Friday morning. The Day for Dad's coming up this weekend. Still time to get him a gift. Our next guest likely has a few ideas. Joining me on the line this morning, Rick Van Dyvendijk of Dutch Growers and Garden Talk, Sunday mornings at 9 right here on 980 CJME. Happy pre-Father's Day to you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're still pretty dry out there. What gift would be good to get Dad in this regard for the gardener lawn?
Well, you know what? There's lots of little tools in that for the garden, but one of the tools, because we've been talking a little bit in this last spring about water restrictions, is a root feeder. Trees need watering different than a lawn. And so one thing about watering trees is that if you can water down deeper, it's better for the plant, and you don't put all the water down the gutter or down the streets, right? So if you put a root feeder, which hooks on the end of your garden hose, you can stick that rod down into the ground, and there's one thing even called a Ross root feeder. You can put water down, but you can also put pellets in there for fertilizer, and you can fertilize and water at the same time. So that's a great gift idea.
Any lawn gifts aside from a new ride-on mower, which I'm sure every dad would love? Anything else that's big?
Yeah, I know. There's all kinds of things, like even the bird baths. And, you know, Dad doesn't even like going out there and spraying for insects and all that kind of stuff. And a bird bath attracts the birds, and it's amazing. Even just robins will keep things like sod webworms away, and think about kind of grubs, and even a bird bath attracts the little finches and wrens, and they take care of a lot of aphids, eat tons of aphids every day. So just a bird bath or some bird accessory is great. Even just watch a hummingbird feeder. I mean, those kind of things attract the birds, and it's a great pastime. I mean, bird watching is becoming one of the biggest pastimes in North America in the last 5 or 6 years. It's been growing like leaps and bounds.
I've also been reading about what's called a legacy tree. If you could maybe explain that for us, Rick.
A lot of people plant a tree in memory of somebody, or planting a tree. I mean, way back in the centennial, schools used to handle the centennial tree, and people used to plant it, and they remembered that tree. So planting a tree with Dad in the yard or in the park or wherever, planting an oak tree, that tree will last like 200 years, you know, those trees will live for, or a maple tree, you know. So is it something you planted together with Dad that you can go back and say, we planted that together? And that's a huge legacy thing.
Dutch Growers, Rick Van Dijvendijk on the line with me this morning. Okay, Rick, I have a rain barrel at home. We talk about water restrictions, and so we got it last year, and we used it last year. And the one thing that I was surprised by it is just how dirty the water became last year. And so when we emptied it out and put it in the garage for the winter, like, this thing was just filthy. So as I'm learning, I guess it's very important to clean it out. Is there any harm in just leaving it that gross?
The only thing is, if you're going to leave it that gross, if you're hooking it up to a drip line or something like that, it'll just plug the drippers up. So putting a filter or screen on the end, or even putting a little screen on the top of it so that it keeps the debris out of it, you know, like leaves and all that kind of stuff, you know, because all that kind of stuff comes off the roof, right, and your rain barrel. So putting some kind of a screen or a filter on it, whether before or after, is a great thing to do. There's all kinds of nutrients in that as well. So make sure if you are going to clean it out, you know, just make sure you pour that dirty water over top around the plants and that, because there's great nutrients in it.
Rick, always appreciate your time. Have a fantastic Father's Day weekend.
You too. Everybody have a great Father's Day.
Rick Van Dijvendijk of Dutch Growers and, of course, Garden Talk, which you can hear Sunday morning starting at 9 on 980 CJME. We are announcing our winner of these Regina Red Sox tickets, and that swag bag we are giving away ahead of Father's Day. We were asking you this morning to name these artists in this dad mashup.
Father of mine, tell me, where have you been?
Father, don't grieve.
So our answers, Everclear, Madonna, and Eric Clapton. Congratulations to Sarah Shawaga here in Regina. Sarah, I believe producer Frank has already contacted you on how to get your tickets. Congratulations. The Regina Red Sox, by the way, are here for the Father's Day weekend. They are at home tonight. They host the Weyburn Beavers, and then tomorrow and Sunday take on the Medicine Hat Mavericks. Good thing to do with dad, go to a ball game. Here's a sweet story to carry you into the Father's Day weekend. Near Shelbrook, one father's wartime beekeeping hobby grew into a golden legacy and a life full of lessons shared between a dad and his son. 980 CJME's Brittany Cafe is visiting Hannigan Honey, where the buzz is all about family. Honey gold.
Albert Hannigan didn't set out to build a business. He just wanted to help his family during World War II. Here's his son, Murray Hannigan.
My grandma was struggling because sugar was being rationed. She said, Albert, next spring we're going to get a beehive. That was a whole new experience for him. At 16, through the Eaton's catalog, you could buy bees. And so he brought in a package of bees and started with that. But my dad just fell in love with it. Like, he couldn't get enough of it. And he would say to me years later, he says, you know, I don't know how that hive made any honey that first year because I was into it every day. So he really enjoyed it.
Today, that wartime hobby has become a thriving family business. Hannigan Honey produces about 1 million pounds of honey every year from more than 6,000 hives. But Murray tells me for his dad, the real legacy wasn't the business. It was the way he raised his family through it.
As children, and there were seven of us, we had jobs of building bee frames. And I remember, like, we get paid 10 cents a frame to build. And so as kids, you know, like, we wanted to have some pocket money to be able to buy candy. So anyway, we would build these frames and we would do all these things that kind of actually in the end helped build the business.
From a young age, Albert's kids were out in the field and in the workshop learning the value of effort, problem solving, and doing things the right way, even when it was the hard way. As Albert got older, he didn't stop working. But it turns out that even the busiest of bees still do need a break now and then.
Dad, he would do well with a power nap. We'd be out at the bees and he'd say, oh, I just need to take a little break, you know? And so he'd lay in the shade of the truck with his bee veil on, have a 20-minute rest, and then right back to work.
Albert Hannigan passed away in 2017. But for Murray, his dad's example is still right there in the hum of the hive and in every lesson passed down to the next generation.
He was a man like to look up to and actually hard to walk in his shoes. He was passionate about beekeeping and he passed that on to me. And so I love what I do.
Today, Murray Hannigan carries on the family tradition, running Hannigan Honey with the same passion and pride that his father had. For him, the sweetest part of this business isn't the honey. It's the legacy of hard work, patience, and family values that his dad left behind. In Shelbrook, I'm Brittany Caffey, 980 CJME.
A lot of dads, a lot of families are now back home. Nearly 2 weeks ago, wildfires forced them out. Thousands of people from northern communities like LaRange, Arrange, once again waking up at home. Yes, they got the go-ahead to go back yesterday. Of course, you can appreciate many people are probably spread out all over the province. Some are in Prince Albert. We talked to one woman from Birch Portage. She talked about how she was feeling to go home.
Go back and we rebuild like we always do. Because if you spend some time in the north and you realize how strong the community is.
And Lac La Ronge Indian Band Chief Tammy Cook-Searson, meantime, says there have been a lot of happy faces.
People are really happy to be returning and really grateful for all the support that we received.
Now that says there was some damage to the community. She says 14 homes in total burned down, 12 of them being actual homes, and there were another two that were under construction being built. And we can tell you this morning, 22 active wildfires, 6 are not contained. Of course, yesterday, Sparkle Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. It raised $643,000, just a little more than that. All that money going to the Canadian Red Cross. What an effort it is. And that money will help those out of their homes most affected by these wildfires.